name of Jesus. Father, I pray. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will be mighty in our midst this evening. I cast down every imagination and every ideas that raised yourself above the knowledge of God. I bring every thought to the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray that you give me utterance to minister your word with grace, that your word in my mouth will be like fire and the hearts of your people will be like wood, and your word will consume our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will send your word to us this evening and it will deliver us from our destruction. I pray that you will send your word and it will instruct us, it will edify us and stir up faith from within us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Who can remind me the focus for this month? Of the Spirit, in the Spirit, and by the Spirit. So by the grace of God, we have been looking at the focus in the Spirit and by the Spirit. And this evening we are going to continue in that direction, by the Spirit, in the Spirit, as we look at a very awesome topic this evening. Only a renewed mind can be led by the Spirit. That's the focus of this evening teaching. Only a renewed mind. Tell your neighbor, only a renewed mind can be led by the Spirit. Only a renewed mind can be led by the Spirit. The scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 16 or 18, it says, those that are led by the Spirit are the what? Are the sons of God. The validity of our sonship is that we are being led by the Spirit. The evidence that you are a son is that you can be led by the Spirit of God. So this evening we want to look into how we can be led and the kind of mind that we must have to be led by the Spirit. The scripture says God is the El Rohi, the God who sees. So it means when God leads a man, that man does not need to be worried whether he is going to stumble or not. Do you understand? Because he is the God who sees. So when God is leading you, he is leading you beyond your sight, because God sees what you don't see. And it is only men that are led by the Spirit that can walk in the plan of God. Because God has a plan for every human being. Every creation of God has a purpose for existence. There is no man that exists by himself. Tell your neighbor, you don't exist by yourself. You exist for the God reason. So every man that will make progress in God's plan for his life must learn how to be led by God. Because there is something God wants to do, and it is only those that have released their hearts to be led by him that will come into everything that he has in stock for them. Praise the Lord. But in order to be led by the Spirit, you need what we call a renewed mind. You need what? What we call a renewed mind. There is a question I want to ask. I know some of us know the answer to this question, but if I ask some people this question, you will not be able to give me answer. Okay, let me start from this brother. Sir, do you believe, are you a spirit? You are a spirit. Thank you. You know, we go out for evangelism, and you ask some people, you tell them you are a spirit, and they tell you, no, I'm not a spirit. But man is a tripartite being, and that's where I want to start. Man is a spirit that have a soul and that lives in a body. By the grace of God, I will grow old. But when I grow old and I die, my spirit will go to heaven, but my flesh will not leave the head frame, because this flesh is carcass. Do you understand? But the real me is the spirit. Say, the real me is the spirit. The real you is the spirit. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the scripture says, let us create man in our own image. What is the image of God? The scripture says God is spirit, not God. There's a difference between God is a spirit and God is spirit. The scripture says God is spirit. God is what? Spirit. It means the image that God created man is what? Spirit. So the God man is a spirit man. Glory to God. There was a book I read some years back, and that man said something that is so profound. The writer said, we have so much lived in the flesh that we forgot that we are spiritual men. You know, you see yourself every day, you took your bath, you feed your body, you do the things that are pertaining to the flesh, and it escaped your mind that you are not the flesh, that you are the spirit, you are his spirit. Man is a spiritual being, because you cannot understand being the leading of the Holy Spirit if you don't understand, if you don't come to the consciousness that you are a spiritual being. Because God is a spirit, the kind of relationship God wants to have with you is a spiritual relationship. Tell your neighbor, the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you is a spiritual relationship. God is a spiritual being. So the part of you that God have real business with is your spirit. As it were, the flesh cannot be saved again. We will receive a new body. The only part of man that has been saved is our spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So the starting point of being led by the spirit is to understand that you are a spirit. You are a what? You are a spirit. You are not your body, and you are not your soul. The God man is a spiritual man. Praise the Lord. So some years back, I think when we were doing Bonnie Ones, Pastor taught me something, and I want to really establish that fact this evening. Pastor said that the soul of man was created to be taught by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. Before man fell, man had a functioning mind. But the reason why it seems that there is no disorganization in the framework of man was because the Spirit of God was the only teacher of the mind of man. Do you understand? God created, see, Pastor taught us some months ago that the mind cannot function independently. The mind is influenced. Praise the Lord. The mind of man is what? Is influenced. The mind receives information. What you give to your mind is what your mind gives back to you. So, but when God designed the mind, God designed the mind to receive instruction from the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was meant to be the only teacher of the mind. Do you understand? That was why when God gave Adam instruction to name all the animals, do you know what happened? By the Spirit of God in Adam, he gave name to all the animals, the same name God would have given to them. God's ability. The mind of Adam was an extraordinary mind. because that mind received teaching from the Holy Spirit, an extraordinary spirit.
So, but the problem of man began the day the mind began to receive information and instruction from other means and from several mediums and from other teachers. When man fell, man began to have options. One of the options of man was his, was the word. The word. The word. Somebody say the word. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. The scripture says, do not be conformed to this world. The word became one of the instructors of the mind when man fell. Now, because of the fall of man, man needed to go to school to educate his mind. Another option. All the lessons that your mind is receiving now, the only person that is the rightful teacher of the mind, according to God, is the Holy Spirit. But now, man's mind became corrupt by so many information that were not meant for it. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you the need for the renewal of the mind. You know, I started by saying man is a spirit and God is a spirit, and the relationship that God wants to have with you is a spiritual relationship. Do you understand? Now, I now said that the instructor of man's mind is who? The Holy Spirit. Now, man's problem began the day he began to receive information from other sources. Do you understand? But the mind of man will not function the way God wants it to function until he begins to receive information from the Holy Spirit alone. Do you understand? Because the scripture made us to understand, Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, it says, as a man thinketh in what? In his heart. That heart here means the mind. So is he. A man is what he thinks he is. You cannot live beyond what you think you are. So it is important that if you want to change a man, what do you change? You change his mind. The mind is the seat of thoughts. Thoughts are generated and formed in the mind. The patterns of thoughts that you have now is resident where? In your mind. Praise the Lord. The mind is the seat of a man's thoughts, and thought patterns are formed from the mind, in the mind. So it is important that if you want to change a man, you change what he thinks. Then Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it says, Romans 12:2, please be fast. It says, and do not be conformed to this word, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Of your mind. It means your transformation is determined by the renewal of your mind. The extent to which the Holy Spirit will be able to transform you is the extent to which you have submitted your mind to be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit that renews the mind. Titus chapter 3 verse 5. It says, we were saved not by our own righteousness, but by the washing of regeneration and by the renewal of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that renews the mind. We were transformed by what? We were changed by what? The renewal of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So it is the Holy Spirit that renews your mind. And the raw material that the Holy Spirit uses to renew your mind is what? The Word of God. So the scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed there means metamorphosis, to be changed, to be transformed. A changed mind is a changed life. A mind that will experience transformation is a mind that has submitted to the renewal process. So having a renewed mind is putting off your negative thoughts and putting on the mind of Christ. Having what? A renewed mind is putting off your negative thought pattern and putting on the mind of Christ. The scripture says, let this mind be in you, Philippians, which was also in Christ. The scripture says, who is he that will instruct the Lord? But we have the mind of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5. We have what? The mind of Christ. So if what we are saying is that if you want to be effectively led by the Holy Spirit, you need to submit to the transformation, to the renewal of your mind. Submit your mind to the Holy Spirit to be renewed. Because the Holy Spirit, the extent to which the Holy Spirit will be able to lead you, is the extent to which your mind is aligned to his word. Renewal of the mind simply means aligning your mind to the thought pattern of God. Aligning your mind to the word of God. Renewal of mind is allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you spiritual things. Praise the Lord. So quickly, I'm going to proceed to how to renew your mind. We have been talking about renewal of mind. Now I'm going to go to how to renew your mind. But one way you can renew your mind is by studying and applying the word of God and prayer. Studying and applying the word of God and prayer. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The scripture says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this word of the law should not depart. Okay, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. See, the woman's mind can hinder his spiritual progression. Hallelujah. The mind of a man can hinder his spiritual progress. Do you understand? Because there are some thought patterns that have been formed in your mind that will hinder the instruction of God in your mind. When the Bible talks about breaking fallow ground, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, it says casting down imagination and every high thing that raised itself above the knowledge of God. The end of our salvation is conformity with Christ. And we come into conformity with Christ as we grow in our knowledge of Christ. So, but there are some thought patterns that have been formed in our mind that can hinder that process and that progress. So if your mind is not renewed, do you know what will happen? You will be struggling to grow spiritually. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. You know, whenever the Bible is talking about renewal, it uses the ego to explain the renewal process. It says in the book of Psalm, it says your youth will be renewed like an eagle. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, it said, so those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewal. It means the starting point of renewing your mind is spending time in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Fellowship. Koinonia. The starting point of renewing your mind is staying with God's word in God's presence. Because it is in the presence of God that renewal happens. So let's continue. Go back to that verse. Let's continue. So it says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. See, your scaling of spiritual heights is determined by the extent to which you renew your mind. Praise the Lord. The extent to which you have renewed your mind is what determines how high you will be able to scale in the things of the spirit. Praise the living Jesus. So tell somebody, renew your mind. Do you know the process through which the process an ego pass through before it renews its strength? The true research, we understand that if the ego wants to renew its strength, the ego will go to the highest mountain. The ego will go to the where? The highest mountain, a solitary place. Just like you, if you want to renew your mind, you will go to where? The presence of God. Only you and your God. Then the ego will spend so much time in that place, shedding what? His old scales and his old feather. And we were made to understand that that's the most painful process an ego pass through. So it means the process of renewal is a painful one. But the advantage is lasting. Because there is no way you will be able to be led by the Spirit of God effectively if you don't change how you think. If you don't break some ungodly thought pattern. If you don't break, cast down some imaginations and some high things that are raising themselves above the knowledge of God in your life. So like an eagle, you go to the solitary place, sit down with the word of God, pray every day, and if you reach in that process, you will begin to see progress in your life. Not only that, that book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, meditate. See, the word meditation means to study, to analyze, to reflect on something. So the Bible did not say just read the word, but meditate therein. Meditation is beyond reading. Meditation means you are analyzing God's word. You are studying God's word. You are seeking God with the whole of your heart, your soul, and your strength. And the Greek meaning for the word meditation means to mutter. Somebody say to mutter. So it is not enough to just read and study. You also confess the word of God you are reading, you are studying. So as you are reading, you are making confession. A man of God says, don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. So as you are meditating in God's word, you are saying it loud. As you see yourself, as you are seeing yourself, the scripture says, I have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and I've been translated into the kingdom of his dear word. So as you are studying that verse of the Bible, you begin to make that confession. I have been delivered. And before you know it, it will become a consciousness in your heart. And when the enemy comes the second day and say no. See, renewing your mind is changing your mind. Is conforming your mind to God's thought pattern. You begin to reason like God. You begin to talk like God. You begin to imagine things like God. You begin to see from the God perspective. The scripture says the believer have God's mind. See, at salvation. You see, what happened to the mind of man? Was that after the fall of man, the mind of man became corrupt. Now, how does this happen? Man lost the original knowledge of God after he fell. So, the old man, there is something the scripture called the old man, begin to instruct man how to behave. You know, the Holy Spirit was to be the teacher of the mind, but now the old man replaced the Holy Spirit. Now, the old man begin to teach the mind how to live. How to sin, how to manifest the things of the flesh. So even after salvation, you know, the old man left, the old man died after during salvation. But your same mind that you had when the old man has trained is the same mind you have even after you became born again. That is why if somebody smokes India hemp and he got born again, he might not be able to leave the India hemp immediately. Do you understand? Because the mind is not saved. The mind is being renewed. Do you understand? So now, renewal of mind means you are submitting your mind to the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can train it. Do you understand? So the old man has trained your mind how to live. But when you now became born again, we understand that there is now a new way of living. There is a new way of life. There is a new way of thinking. There is a way that God wants you to think. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. It says, we are being renewed according to the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:10. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Please be fast. It says, and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge. Can you see? Is renewed in knowledge according to what? According to the image of him who created the new man, Christ. Do you understand? So when we are talking about renewal, we are talking about conformity with to Christ, Christ's image. So the new man has a new way of living. It means there was a way you were living when you were in the world. There was a way you think and reason things. You see things from different perspective. You were living in conformity to the world. But after salvation, there is a new pattern of living. So renewal of mind means conforming to this new pattern of what? Of living. And that will happen when you give yourself to the study of the word. The Holy Spirit is the one that does the renewal, but it is the word of God that is the raw material the Holy Spirit uses to renew our mind. Praise the Lord. Number two, be careful with what you are feeding your mind with. Romans chapter 8 verse 5 and 6. Be careful. See, there are two things that determine, two things that influences the mind, or three ways: the things you see and the things you hear. That is why that Psalm chapter 1 says, Psalm 1 says, do not sit in the seat of the scornful, the things you hear. Do not stand in the ways of sinner, because they will influence your mind. The mind is fickle. The mind can be easily influenced. So when you see movies, it means what are the things you see? What are the things you look into? What are the things you hear on a daily basis? What kind of music do you listen to? Do you know music influences the mind? What kind of movie do you watch? What kind of friends do you keep? So these are the things that influence your mind. So you have to be very careful with what you are feeding your mind with. Romans 8, 5 to 6. Say, for those who live according to the flesh, can you see? They set their mind on the things of the flesh. It means your living is determined by your thinking. It's determined by the things you set your mind on. Your living. You cannot live apart from the things that you continually feed your mind with. What you give to your mind is what your mind will give back to you. That is why during the night, you know, the mind is at rest during the night. Those thoughts will just be popping up. The things you did during the day, the things you watched during the day, the thoughts, what you had during the day, it will just pop up in your mind. That is why you are still struggling with some habits. Because you have fixed your mind on seeing some things that you're supposed not to see. And you have fixed your mind on receiving information that you're supposed not to. There are some books you should not read. There are even some messages you should not listen to, because they will corrupt your mind. Do you understand? So as a man, he said, the scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence. Do you know what the word guard means? Do you know how they guard the White House? Have you seen those security before? Armed men. It means the Bible is now saying, like an armed man, guard your heart. Put structure around your mind. Be careful of the things you listen to. Be careful of the things you see. Because those things can influence your mind. So when you think right, you will live right. See, you might not be able to determine what you think, what comes to your mind, but you can determine what stays in your mind. You have the power to control the things that stays. You don't have the power to control the things that comes into it, but you have the power to control the things that stays in your mind. To what end do we have to renew our mind? Because it is only a renewed mind that can be led by the Spirit of God. And very soon we are going to go into that. Number three, control your thoughts. Tell somebody you can control your thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5. He said, casting down imaginations. It means when evil or negative thoughts spring up in your mind, you can say, I cast you down in the name of the Lord. He said, you bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. So you control your thoughts. So lastly, let's look into the importance of renewing her mind. What are some of the importance of renewing our mind? Number one, it helps you to know what is true. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Renewing your mind helps you to know what is true. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, as a believer, the scripture told us that stated some things we should focus our mind to. Because you know, I said the mind can be easily influenced. Do you understand? So the scripture is so direct about the things you should focus your mind on. He said, and now dear brother, he said, finally brethren, whatsoever things are what are true. Please look to this screen. Whatsoever things are true, the scripture says, sanctify them. Jesus Christ prayed for his disciple, sanctify them by thy truths. Your word is what? Your word is truths. So whatsoever things are true, it means the word of God should be the focus of your mind. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, a good report. If there is any virtue and there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Focus your mind on these things. So focusing your renewing your mind helps you to know what is true. That Romans chapter 12 verse 2. It said you will be able to prove what is the will of God. You see, if you have not learned to renew your mind, when your flesh is speaking to you, you will thought it is the spirit that is leading you. Praise the Lord. You know, I said the mind begins to have options. One of the options of a man, one of the options of the mind, where he gets his information from, is from his emotion. Sometimes your emotion can lead you. So if you don't know what is true, you will begin to be led by your emotion, and you will think it is the Holy Spirit that is leading you. But when you have subscribed to the renewing of the mind, you will be able to know that this is the truth. If a false prophet comes to you and begin to tell you things that are false, you will know. Somebody say you will know. The scripture says you have the Spirit of God in you. Therefore, you know what? You know all things. But you cannot know all things until you begin to renew your mind. It helps you to discern the voice of God. The scripture says, he said, my sheep knows my voice. See, you cannot effectively recognize the voice of God until you begin to renew your mind. Because renewing your mind is aligning your thoughts to God's word. You understand? Aligning your thoughts to God's word. So the process of renewal is what rid your mind of confusion. There are many voices that are speaking in your mind right now. But for a man that have learned to renew his mind, the voice of God will be clearer than the voice of his emotion. So it helps you to discern the voice of God. You will know that God, it is God speaking to me. It also helps you to know the will of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. It says, you will be able to prove what is the will of God. So don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's what? God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. It is the renewed mind that can know God's will. And lastly, the importance of renewing our mind. You will learn to think how God thinks, and also to speak how God speaks. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. There is a way God wants us to think. There is a pattern of thinking that reflects God in our lives. And there is a way God wants us to speak. So renewing your mind will help you to learn to think the way God thinks and also to speak the way God speaks. Can we be on our feet? We are going to be praying. We are going to be praying that our hearts are receptive and is inclined towards the leading of God's Spirit. Because a man, a believer that does not know how God leads, or a believer that does not know that is not being led by the Spirit of God, will always live in confusion. Perhaps maybe the reason why your life is filled with confusion is because you don't know when God leads you. You don't know when God wants you to walk. He says you will hear a word behind you saying this is the way, walk therein. There is a path God wants you to follow in life. And there is a path God wants you to walk in life. There is a path that God has set before you. So, but if you are going to walk in the path of God, you must learn how God leads you. It is David. Praise the Lord. David was the scripture made us to understand that the enemy came and they took all the things that belongs to David, including his family and his goods. But do you know that when David came, do you know the first thing David asked? He said, God, should I pursue? He was led by the Spirit. And the scripture made us to understand that he recovered all. So for those that we recovered all, you know, the word of God has been declared towards us this year. There is going to be five in one for us. Those that we experience this five in one dimension are those that have been led, that have been taught how to be led by the Spirit. Do you understand? So can you begin to pray that, oh Lord, let my heart be receptive and inclined to the leading of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I thought someone would pray that prayer, that, oh God, let my heart be receptive and inclined to the thoughts, to the leading of your Spirit, that in all I do, I will not give place to the flesh or the pressure around me. In the name of Jesus, let my life be inclined to the leading of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let my heart be inclined, oh Lord, to the leading of your Spirit. I release my heart to be inclined to the leading of the Spirit of God. See, if you have not learned how to be led by God's Spirit, this is an opportunity to initiate that dimension. The scripture says, if anyone that is led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, one of the things that validates your sonship is how you are being led. Can you begin to pray that my heart is inclined to the leading of the Holy Spirit? I am not confused. In the name of Jesus, I hear God. The scripture says, the voice of others they will not hear. It says, my sheep knows my voice. If you are a son that does not know the voice of your father, you are living in error and confusion. If you want to make so much progress in life, you must learn how to be led by the Spirit. If you want to make few mistakes in life, you must learn how to be led by the Spirit. But you can always be led by the Spirit effectively until you submit to the renewal process, until you begin to learn how to renew your mind, until you give the Holy Spirit permission to begin to walk, to begin to renew your mind by the word of the Lord. And one of the ways you renew your mind is by prayers and by the word of God. Can you begin to pray this evening that, oh God, I incline my heart to the leading of the Spirit. My heart is inclined to the leading of the Spirit. See, it might be that the reason why God brought you here this evening is so that you can learn how he leads you, because there is something he wants to save you from. There is a destruction that he wants to save you from. There is an error that God wants to save you from. But if you don't know how God lives, you will not be able to recognize the leading of the Spirit. You will not be able to recognize his voice. You will not be able to know when he leads you. God wants to save you from error. Now you have come to the city of Ofat for your academics. But God is saying, I want to save you from the spirit of error. The solution to error is divine leading. The solution to error is divine leading. The solution to not making mistakes is receiving divine direction. So can you begin to pray? My heart is inclined to the things of the Spirit, to the voice of the Spirit, to the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. It is as you renew your mind that other voices become silent. The only way to silence the voice of the flesh, the only way to silence the voice of your emotion, the only way to silence the voice of error and mistakes is by the renewal of your mind. Because what it does to your heart is that it rids your heart of the things that are choking it. It breaks your heart of every fallow ground, and it makes the voice of God to be louder in your heart. That is why if you don't learn how to renew, you will not learn how to follow, how to be led. It's only a renewed mind that can be led by the Spirit. Yet the extent to which you will be led is the extent to which you have submitted your heart for renewal. So you are praying that I am free from error because I learned the things of the Spirit. I am free from error because I inclined my heart to the leading of the Spirit. I am free from mistakes, and error, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The scripture says there is a way that cement rights to man, but the end is destruction. The key to not walking in the path of destruction and death is being led by the Spirit, because there is a path the Lord wants you to follow. There is a walkway that the Lord wants you to tread. The key to not walking in the path that leads to death is to be led, is to learn how to be led by the Spirit. I am led by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Can you lift your hands towards the heaven and give thanks to God? Thank you for your word is here. We bless you and we return all the glory back to you. We say, we confess that our mind, our heart are inclined to the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the operation of your Spirit and by the power of your Spirit, our hearts are inclined. We become more sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We will not walk in error. We submit to the renewal process of the mind. Our mind are not fickle again. We submit our mind to learn from the Holy Spirit. We submit our mind to be taught by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we will not be confused. In the name of Jesus. See, spiritual leading is one of the ways to harvest all the plans of God for your life. Spiritual leading is one of the ways that you harvest all the provisions of God on your path to fulfillment. So we are praying this evening that every aspect of our life, every channel through which divine instruction come, through which divine direction come, they are activated by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.